Well, you might say my next guest was almost Bill de Blasio. Mark Green was a longtime progressive politician who became the New York City public advocate and then became the Democratic mayoral nominee. Tell me about Air America Radio. Mm-hmm. You were president there for a while. It's where, for people who don't know, Rachel Maddow first went national. It had Al Franken and Mark Maron, who's such a big hit with his podcast now, Chuck D. But it failed. And there is no liberal talk radio network today to rival the national force that people like Rush Limbaugh and Sean Hannity have been. And on TV, MSNBC has greatly scaled back its liberal programming in favor of CNN-type news programming during the day. So why did Air America fail, and why does liberal talk fail in America generally if conservative opinion radio succeeds, and we assume there are plenty of both kinds of Americans?
That's a great question. First, you need to start with a deep pocket if you're going to do ideological radio. And so with Rupert Murdoch and others in the 90s for Fox and talk radio, when they weren't making money, he was subsidizing it, hoping that a minority, small M, audience would be profitable, and it was. Air America had no such deep pocket. Instead, two or three points. It started with some crook in my mind who promised $30 million and ended up giving $30,000. And so a few weeks after the launch, Al Franken said, "Uh-oh, we're effed." And he was right, because it never recovered from that.
Second, but why couldn't any business make a go of it? Nobody else has done it.
Well, I have an opinion that people may disagree with. I don't know if folks remember or read the book by Jonathan Haidt, H-A-I-G-H-T, called The Righteous Mind. And his argument is that people have an intuition almost chemically, from genetically, from birth. And some people are born to respect authority, the military, the church, Republicans. Let's call them ditto heads. And when they hear Rush Limbaugh, they go, "You bet." Other people are born Lyra heads, who are open, factual on the one hand. On the other hand, remember Robert Frost's comment, a liberal is someone who won't take his own side in a debate. Yeah. Let's call them NPR listeners. And so people listen. When Rush Limbaugh speaks, he's so brilliant at it, it's you and him alone. And a woman did a documentary, Brian, called "What Happened to Daddy?" Something like that. When her father and family started sound like rabid radical Republicans, they were listening to Rush to and from. Liberal listeners are different. They, forgive me, I don't want to start anything. They listen to NPR, they read books, they're professors. But the country now is tipped, because the Republicans now have a party with a fringe at the bottom. They are full of people who think reverse racism is worse than racism, climate change is a hoax, Benghazi is worse than Watergate. And so they have a problem. Their radio audience is up, but they can't win presidential elections.